A, maker of the Bolt, with 8 standard airbags to help provide safety from multiple angles. Details at ChevyBolt.com.
WCVE Public Radio. Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of business and financial news. Hello, Brian.
Morning, Wayne. How are you?
Pretty well. Did you stay up late for the Super Bowl?
Oh, my goodness. How could you not? That was quite a game last night.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's such an extravaganza. It really goes beyond just being a big sporting event, of course. It's a huge business story with, you know, we've talked about the very expensive TV ads and the special ads that the various sponsors create just for the Super Bowl and everything. So it's a pretty big business story. And no doubt, certainly, television people are profiting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the advertisers and the networks love it when it comes down to the last play like last night. It could have, in fact, been the most watched TV show ever. And, Wayne, I happen to note on a similar note, the other most watched game in town remains the stock market. The overall stock market in the U.S. and abroad has garnered a lot of attention lately, but don't look now. The U.S. entered bull market territory on Friday, which is measured when the S&P 500 goes up over 20% in a certain time, which it has since October. In fact, Wayne, I know the NASDAQ is at its highest level in 11 years. In fact, the most beaten-up companies, financials, and particularly overseas stocks, have risen the most in the past 6 weeks or so. And nothing begets bullishness like higher prices. Investors, rightly or wrongly, love to buy in when prices are rising, thus adding more fuel to the fire. It'll be interesting to see how this, what we call risk-on behavior, settles with what the Fed has been saying, which as of last week, they were giving very broad signals that they thought the economy needed yet another big jump start. But for the moment, right now, investors are downplaying Europe. I still say the jury's out on that one. They're putting cash to work and acting as if the coast is clear.
Let's talk about the jobs report for January that came out Friday. Well, those magic words again, better than expected. Yep. Most of the economists were saying the unemployment rate would stay about the same, and it actually went down.
Yeah, I know that the jobs number is sort of a political football, and it's always subject to revision. And yes, I know there are many seasonal factors at work, such as a warmer than expected January. But listen, any way you slice this, this was a good report. Producing 257,000 new jobs and seeing the unemployment rate drop to 8.3 is good news, period. Experts say we do consistently need somewhere around 200,000 new jobs each month to keep up with new entrants into the workforce. And the only caveat I would note, Wayne, is that the underemployment rate, which counts those people who are either working part-time or maybe full-time but not getting any benefits, remains stubbornly high at around 15%. And the labor force rate, which measures just how many of us of able-bodied, working-age people are in the workforce, actually dropped to about 63%. So that's the lowest level in 30 years. But for right now, we will take this progress in the job market for what it is and certainly hope for further gains in future months.
Okay, we have just under 3 minutes. All right, clarify for me, put in perspective this Facebook IPO, which created apparently many instant multimillionaires.
Well, sure. Let's look at Facebook in greater detail. It was a hot topic last week as the company filed for its IPO, which is expected by May. There was some confusion. It did not come out trading last week. They just filed for an IPO. We finally have a real glimpse into the social networking pioneer that's grown to global dominance in less than 8 years. The numbers are not bad at all, but they do bear some scrutiny. So here we go. Facebook said it had revenue of about $3.7 billion last year and profits of about $1 billion. Their cash on hand was $4 billion, which you need to compare that to Google, which has $40 billion cash, and Apple, which has $100 billion cash. The price of Facebook now would be about $38 on paper, and many say it may come public at $40. If so, analysts say that means the company's P-E ratio, which means price-earnings ratio, that's a measure of value or how pricey a company is. Facebook would be priced at 100 times their trailing earnings. That means, Wayne, if you and I buy into it now, you're expecting the stock price to grow at 100% growth rate for the next 5 to 10 years. That's a tall order. I don't care who you are, because even Apple, Google, and others don't sustain that rapid pace for so long. No doubt Facebook will be a hot IPO in May, but remember, the IPOs last year of Groupon, LinkedIn, and Pandora came out well, but then have tailed off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a little bit over a minute now to talk about corporate earnings.
Yeah.
Several have been coming out recently. How do they look to you?
Well, mediocre, Wayne, right now. We've heard from about 60% of companies in the S&P 500, and the results have been okay. You would think that with all this bullishness in the air that companies would be blowing away their estimates and raising guidance for the future, and it's just not so. About two-thirds of companies have beaten their estimate, but that's down from about three-quarters from the had done it the last several times. This week, we're going to have a good cross-sampling of many industries, Coca-Cola, Disney, BP, Toyota, Cisco, and many others. Many industries, such as banking, insurance, and mortgage-related companies, are still being affected big time by the almost 0% interest rates. Basically, it's harder for these companies to make any money. As evidence, last week we saw where MetLife, they made the decision last week to get rid of their banking subsidiary by selling it to GE. The bottom line on earnings is that interest rates at more normal levels would help. It would give people easier access to traditional bank financing. And also, these companies need to see more stability from the European markets to give them greater confidence to forecast a stronger outlook going forward.
Okay, that music means it's time for us to go, so we'll leave it there for now and talk to you next time. Thanks to Brian Ford at RBC. It's 8:40.